4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. Well, thanks for agreeing to talk with me today. My name is Jenny, and I'm from the University of Oregon College of Education. We're doing a study with students who play chess. The study is being directed by Professor Marilyn Nichols. The first thing I need to do is show you some forms that explain the study. So this is for you to read, and then I need you to sign the other sheet if you want to participate. So I'll give you a minute to sign that.
I read this at home.
You did? Okay. If you feel like comfortable, then you can go ahead and sign it. I'll leave this part for you. I'll keep this. All right. In this study, I'll be interviewing you about chess. It will be like those interviews you see on TV where they talk with the famous chess players and ask them different kinds of questions. When I ask you the questions, I just want to know what you think. So, if it's a hard question, it's okay if you don't know the answer. Just do your best and don't worry about anything, okay? Before we talk about chess, I'd like to learn something about you. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and then you can ask me some questions back if you want, okay? Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one stupid sister.
What's your sister's name?
Liana.
That's a pretty name. How old is she?
Which ones?
Oh, you are? Cool. What else can you tell me about your sister?
She gets angry at me a lot.
She does? Why?
Because she's mean to me.
Oh, why is she mean to you?
She's just not reasonable.
She's not?
That's funny.
Alright. Do you have any pets at home?
No.
No? Do you have a favorite TV show or movie?
I don't watch TV.
You don't? Do you watch movies?
Well, sometimes on our computer we can watch DVDs.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, but not often.
What's your favorite DVD? Do you have one?
No.
No? What one that you watched? What's the last one you watched?
White Fang.
White Fang? What's it about?
It's about a wolf dog that, it's about this wolf dog that kind of just goes around and then gets captured and, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it scary or?
Not really.
No? Okay, do you like to read books or magazines?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite book?
I don't know.
Are you reading a book right now?
No.
No? Any magazines?
Not really.
No? No favorites?
Yeah, I don't read magazines that often.
Yeah. Do you have to read any books for school?
Sometimes.
Yeah, none right now, though?
No.
Do you want to ask me any questions?
Not really.
No? Right. Now I would like to ask you about chess. How long have you played chess?
A lot of years.
A lot? Can you remember?
At least maybe 5 years.
5 years? How old were you when you first started to play?
Then I'd be about 9.
Who taught you how to play chess?
Sudhakar.
Who?
A guy named Sudhakar.
Yeah. Who is he?
He's He had a daughter at the school I went to in elementary school.
Uh-huh. So how did you decide, or how did he end up teaching you?
Because he has a, he started a chess club there.
Uh-huh. And did you join the chess club?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have a chess rating?
Yeah.
What is it?
About 1,000.
1,000? Do you have a chess coach or teacher?
Yeah, two. So, one is Chuck.
Uh-huh.
Dylan, and the other is, Carl. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me about them?
Well, they're pretty well known, and a lot of people in the area are taught by them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When did they start? When were they first your coach? How long have they been?
Oh, about 3 years.
3 years? Both of them?
Yeah, about 2 to 3. They kind of work together a lot.
Okay. Do you like working with them?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are they hard or?
Yeah. Well, not that hard.
Yeah. Okay. Do you belong to a chess club?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
ISB Chess Club.
ISB Chess Club? How long have you belonged to this one?
2 years.
Yeah. Do you play in chess tournaments and stuff?
Yeah.
How often do you play chess, say, in, like, a typical week?
Well, that depends. Like, we have chess club every week, but I really don't have that much time, so I'd just say once a week.
Once a week? Okay. Who do you play with the most?
The chess club.
With the chess club? Is there a particular person you play with the most, or just...
No.
No, just anybody. Can you name any famous chess players?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Okay, so, like, Kramnik?
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Tall and Short.
Tall and Short?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about them?
Well, they're world champion, like, players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not mine.
How old are they?
I don't know. Several of them are dead, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever play chess on a computer?
Yes, I'm...
Yeah? Tell me about what it's like to play chess on a computer.
Well, I have a program that I can play against, but I don't play it on the internet. I just play it against the computer, and you can choose the rating of the person you want to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is a higher rating better and a lower rating?
Yeah.
Okay. So what rating do you usually play against?
Well, about 1,000.
About the same.
Yeah.
Is it, do you think it's harder to play against the computer or harder against a real person?
I'd say it's harder to play against the computer, probably. Well, if the person is the same rating as you, then it sometimes is easier, sometimes it's harder, because the computer can know more things mm-hmm. and just has to decide how many things it pretends not to see.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
How often do you play on the computer?
Not often.
Not very often?
Yeah.
Like, once a week, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now tell me why you enjoy chess.
I don't know. Something to do. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Is it challenging?
Yeah, it's challenging.
Yeah. Any other reasons why you like it?
That's in there.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not too familiar with the game of chess. And you probably know a lot more about it than I do. So, I would like you to explain some things to me, if that's okay. First of all, how many people may play a game of chess at one time?
Two.
Two?
On one board.
On one board? I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's where there's like a round table going in a circle, and some... one or more people are in the middle, and they'll make the moves and go to the next board, and then other people are on the outside but stay at the boards.
Oh, so how many people are in the middle at one time?
Up from one to however many.
Okay, and then they go around and they play all the people sitting around the outside?
Or you could just have like two boards and two people at one at each board.
The one person is holding the board.
So they're playing.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That sounds pretty hard. Yeah.